Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is a wondrous day here at Wrestling Observer Live, as the big announcement was made yesterday that, yes, the second season of Lucha Underground appears to be confirmed. We have the press release right here. They're back in Boyle Heights. It appears they're going to be taping in December for a early 2016 air date on El Rey. So Mike and I are going to talk about that on the program today. And as it pertains to Lucha, besides the El Rey story, we've also got the CMLL anniversary show, which we have not talked a lot about. And joining us in the second half of the program will be the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, talking Lucha Underground, CMLL. Was Dr. Lucha as shocked, saddened, and devastated as Mike and Dave about La Sombra losing his mask? We're going to talk about that. Plus, a lot of WWE news. Last night was Raw. We don't really have much of a Sting update, except he went home, and he's recovering. They had announced he was going to be on Raw with a big announcement. Yesterday they announced this, and then he wasn't on Raw, because as we've mentioned a million times, plans change. We can talk about Raw. We have new matches added to the WWE Madison Square Garden show, Brock Lesnar versus Big Show, as well as now The New Day versus the Dudleys for the WWE Tag Team titles. We can talk about that. We got a lot of news from NXT as well. And yes, we will be taking your phone calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. All of the other numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be kicking that off in a few minutes here. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. Live after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion, and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
I don't like sit-down dinners, I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H, don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news. Raw was last night. This is leading into the WWE special at Madison Square Garden, Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show. We've now got The New Day versus The Dudleys. And yes, everybody, The Dudleys are challenging for the WWE World Tag Team titles in New York City.
I called that.
Yeah. So you may know what that means. Now, before we get into all of that, El Rey Network, Mark Burnett, and United Artists Media Group greenlight second season of Lucha Underground professional wrestling series goes back into production in fourth quarter 2015. El Rey and Emmy Award-winning producer Mark Burnett and United Artists Media Group today announced that the Lucha Libre wrestling series Lucha Underground will return for a second season. The action-packed, character-driven series will go back into production in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of Los Angeles in the fourth quarter of 2015 and will premiere on El Rey Network in early 2016. Now, this is interesting. They didn't mention anything about Televisa. I don't know if they have Televisa. Maybe they don't. Maybe they only have El Rey. But I do know that El Rey, there was a limited number of viewers, obviously, on El Rey. The show was very expensive. And if you watch the final episode of Lucha Underground, everybody was fleeing the building. They were getting out of Boyle Heights because the feeling was that if they had a second season, they may have to go elsewhere. They might have to go somewhere cheaper than L.A. There was talk of Texas. There was even talk of Mexico. The fact that they're back in Boyle Heights, they're back in Los Angeles, suggests to me that they got a lot of money. They got millions and millions of dollars for season two. I don't know what that means. Maybe El Rey just thought, hey, we're on the rise. We're on the ascent. Let's keep this thing going. It was a very well-received show compared to other things on El Rey. It did great on Unimas compared to other things on Unimas. Let's just keep this going. Maybe they do have a Televisa announcement that they have not made yet. I don't know. All I know is the good news is they are back. They've got money. They'll be taping in December and hopefully airing in January or February on El Rey. Great news.
Fantastic news. I don't know if being nominated for that Emmy. Weren't they nominated for an Emmy? They were nominated for some award, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe they were. I'll double check that, but I'm sure that probably had some mileage. And I think anybody that, if you had ever seen professional wrestling before, and whatever stereotype you had in your mind about professional wrestling going in, obviously most of the people listening to this show like it. Even if you had people that have just the smallest knowledge of pro wrestling and only know like Hulk Hogan from the 80s or whatever it is, if you sat them down and were actually able to get them to watch that show, I bet you they may not come out of it saying they wanted to see it every week, but I bet you there would be something about that show that I think at least would be somehow interesting to them or somehow barrier breaking to them.
Let me say something about that before you go on.
Go ahead.
Well, we have a buddy, Jim, that we went to high school with. And Jim started coming over to my house on Thursdays about 4 or 5 months ago. and he came over because he wanted to watch Lucha Underground. He's a wrestling fan in the sense that he watches NXT with us, but he doesn't have the WWE Network. He doesn't go out of the way. He does not watch Raw. He does not watch SmackDown. He came over strictly because he'd heard that Lucha Underground was really cool. He knew that Vinny and I watched it. He comes over, he starts watching it, and the next thing you know, he's over every single Thursday. And now that Lucha Underground is off the air, he's still coming over, but he's watching NXT, which he likes, although the television is kind of just generic a lot of the times. And of course, we've been watching the Raws from 96, and he cannot handle those at all. And it was getting to the point where I thought, Jim ain't going to be coming over much longer, because there's no more Lucha Underground. So the point of this is, this is the kind of show that even if you're a wrestling fan and you're exposed to it, I think you're really going to like it. And it's a show that if you're not a wrestling fan, he watches a lot of Showtime and HBO and shows like that. And because of the production values, because of the storytelling, because of the continuity, he's really into Lucha Underground. So they have something here.
Well, there you go. Let me ask you a question, and this is serious, and I would pose this to every wrestling fan out there, not only for this show, but as the week goes on or whenever you have a chance to call in and give your opinion on it. Would you take less actual in-ring time wrestling on Lucha Underground and have the storylines amped up, knowing that Robert Rodriguez and Mark Burnett are in charge of it, knowing what they were able to do in season one? Would you take a little less wrestling and a little more of the dramatics if it meant Lucha Underground reaching out to a different audience and really marketing itself to the telenovela type of person, to the girl, to really try to mass market this as much as possible? Because it's probably obvious that it's not going to survive on El Rey year after year or season after season. It's just not going to do that with the reach that it has. It desperately needs to be on, at the very least, what it was on last year, which was Unimas. Better case scenario is it's on, you know, Univision Whole or whatever. But even on Unimas, if the channel is that's got a lot of stuff on it now anyway and is a very popular station amongst, you know, younger viewers, like the 18 to 49 viewer, and mostly on the, you know, the lesser scale of that. If you're able to have a bunch of stuff and build around that on that network, I would take that because I think it's such a unique program. And as long as they don't eliminate all of the wrestling or anything like that, I can handle whatever gets thrown out there. If it's, you know, even if it's increased drama.
So that's the big announcement. We're going to be talking more about that with the Doctor of Lucha himself. Steve Sims is going to be on the show coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll be talking about Lucha Underground, as well as the CMLL anniversary show. We'll find out, Mike, if he was as devastated as you, that poor, unfortunate La Sombra, the Nick Diaz of Mexico, ended up unjustly losing his mask.
See, and everybody, just like Nick Diaz, everybody is coming out, hands across America. We are the world in support of La Sombra and his fallen mask. And if there was any reason to go back and listen to Sunday's show that we did here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network, it would be to make fun of it. But if you were to have two reasons to listen, towards the end of the show, I give a impassioned my I could not replicate the emotion I had in talking about La Sombra, and basically, really, it wasn't all that dramatic, but, you know, history kind of doing damage to history. I'm a big fan of keeping, you know, letting Atlantis keep his mask forever. I hope he does. I mean, what if he takes it off? You know, who wants to see an old man Atlantis at this point? He's one of the guys out there that'll keep it on forever. He should. At this point, why bother? He's taken it off of other guys. You know, you took it off La Sombra, and you probably shouldn't have done that. In fact, I know you shouldn't have done that. And who else do you have coming down the pike? You know, unfortunately, there's not many guys, you know, La Mascara, Mascara Dorada, but none of those guys, I think, hold a candle to what La Sombra was. And it's not like this is the end of his career or anything, but I think Volador Jr. has been damaged. And considering La Sombra is the shadow and he had a really cool mask and he looked really good in it and he performed great in it, and it was, and to me, an important part of his character. And Dave Meltzer pointed this out on Observer Live on Sunday, and it's true. If you've ever seen any of those old films with like Mil Máscaras or Dos Caras in them, where they're wearing the suits and everything, the Sombra actually was a throwback to that when he had one on. It just worked, and everything about it I thought worked. So to me, it's unfortunate that the history of having Atlantis keep his mask on and did damage to La Sombra because they decided to hotshot him.
Hey, Atlantis can run around in a suit. There's your suited man right there, Atlantis.
It's not like there's not other guys out there. And I was far more eloquent on Sunday's show talking about it. But, you know, again, I think La Sombra just didn't need to lose it.
We've gotten that speech. We got to talk about Raw, and we got to talk about Sting, and we got to talk about the pay-per-view, and I've got to make a correction. All of that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dr. of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, is going to be joining us here in about 10 minutes, but I got a whole bunch of news that I got to get into today. A ton of news, actually. First off, last night on Raw, about 4 Pacific, which is about an hour before Raw went live on the East and West Coast, WWE announced that Sting was going to be making an announcement on Raw. And if you watch the show, he didn't. So apparently what happened there, for those wondering, is they had a little bit of room left on the show when they were formatting, and so they came up with a last-minute idea of interviewing Sting. Now, Sting had already gone home, and so I guess they were going to do it via satellite. They sent out all of these social media announcements and that sort of thing. And I guess it actually wasn't, they weren't supposed to send out these social media announcements, but they did. And then they realized they didn't have the time, the space, whatever, and so the Sting segment never aired. So welcome to WWE. That's number one. Number two, I got to make mention of something on Sunday's show. So they were doing the Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Mystery Partner versus Wyatt's match. And Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns came out, and suddenly there's a dude in the ring. And the police come, and they drag the guy out, they arrest the guy. Bray Wyatt's in the corner laughing, saying, "Is that your guy?" It was not their guy. So he gets taken away. And that night, I'm doing the Brian and Vinny show. And I said, you know what? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But this is the fourth guy. There was a guy that threw a briefcase at Roman Reigns. There was a guy that went after Dean Ambrose. There was a guy that got past security and went after Seth Rollins. And now there's a guy that got in the ring when Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are standing there needing a mystery partner. And I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you know what? That's four times in the last 2 months or so. And every single time it has been involving a former member of the Shield. And I flat out said, I think this may be an angle. Well, maybe it is an angle, but I could tell you this. That guy that got in the ring on Sunday, Mike? 10 days in jail.
Good.
Yeah. It's legit.
You know why you may subconsciously be thinking this is because you're going back all of these years. Is it really 20 years? It's damn near 20 years to watch these Nitros and people being so upset that they really got in the ring. And the fact that they played off of that by having, having plants to do this stuff and be so outraged at the NWO playing off reality, which is a very dangerous thing. Very, 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 very dangerous. And in this day and age, I would not, if there's any thought of that or playing off of that, I would suggest them not do it because people are crazy. We just had that thing last month at the Performance Center. It just seems to be like people just want to be seen and they're just being jackasses. And most of the time people run on the field or on the pitch or whatever it is. That's all they're doing. They're drunk and just being jackasses, and people can be jackasses at wrestling shows. But you never know when something bad could happen, and you're not going to know something bad's going to happen until it actually happens. So not WWE's got to step it up. What WWE seemingly needs to do is to let arena security know, look, I know these guys are probably doing this as part-time jobs, and God bless them, and they're probably making $10 an hour, and they're not trying to put their life on the line or anything, but you need to help us out with cutting these dudes off, because there's only so much WWE security, and everybody's got to play a part in this. Although WWE at this point, if they have not started to step it up, they better do it now, because like you said, this is like the fourth or fifth time. The thing getting thrown at Roman Reigns, it's hard to stop that. You know, if somebody wants to be an idiot and throw something, it's very difficult to stop that. But as far as somebody running up on these guys, I mean, this is insanity. And it's on, look, this is one of the top rated shows on cable TV. You know, a dude running up on Seth Rollins from behind as he's going up the aisle in Baltimore, that's, you know, that could have turned out bad. And then what?
I'll tell you then what. Dr. Lucha, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, I'm just listening to you guys. It's a very interesting discussion. Mike, at the Rose Bowl, which is an enormous stadium, one of the ways they do this is they parade police officers around during intermissions and stuff. They just show their presence to the fans early and often. to show we are here.
It's kind of like the mentality of the horse lineup.
Nobody storms the field, you know, with goalposts, close wins, stuff like that. That seems to be an effective tactic for large scale events.
Well, they're very clearly clamping down now. I mean, there will probably be the same sort of deal. I don't think they're going to have like tons of cops all over the place, but it's going to be made very clear that the authorities are here. Do not get out of your seat. Do not jump the rail, and you will be prosecuted.
Now, Steve, how did it work? We all know the stories of the great ones, especially because of Jim Cornette telling him about Bill Watts standing on guys' heads and stuff like that. We all have heard about dudes getting lit up backstage back in the day in Mexico, which could have very rowdy crowds. How was this handled down there? Pretty much the same as up here, worse, better?
Worse, except in the very major arenas where the promoter themselves, you know, somebody like Salvador Luther Roth in Mexico City, or one of the major cities with major bull rings, there was often no security. In fact, some of the shows are very small. The promoters are running a very thin profit, unless it's the one national promotion back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, CMLL. It was very, very, very dangerous. The wrestlers knew to watch out for themselves. They had, they learned quickly how to read a crowd and what was a point where you could push somebody too far, or where was a fan that was just, you know, that appeared to be just unhinged and out of control, that needed to be, they didn't even have security to escort them out, so the wrestlers would just go out by another way.
I one time interviewed Larry Zbysko, and he talked about being in Boston. I think it was wrestling Pedro Morales, and it was so hot there that because people kept throwing things, they ended up putting a net over the ring. And I've seen that before, and I've heard of that before in other areas. I mean, how often was that used where, you know, a fence was put up as much as possible over the crowd, and they actually tried to put up a net over the ring to stop people from throwing things?
Yeah, in Mexico, it was two-third world. It was considered, wrestlers were supposed to make it to the back by themselves. There was never an incident of major injury, but I know there were some wrestlers that were stabbed. There were occasional times when somebody would brandish a gun, although I don't have any stories of a wrestler getting shot. The worst heat I ever saw was back in L.A. in 93 when Jake the Snake Roberts and Conan and I think it was Perro Aguayo headlined the first AAA card, and I was there with Meltzer and Kurt Brown and some others, and afterwards we commented to ourselves that the heat was so bad that if Jake had not had Damian with him as he walked to the back, he might not have made it to the back. It was that brutal, and that was a lot of the case in Mexico. You just had to fight your way to the back sometimes.
All right, let's get to the subject at hand here, the re-signing, the second season of Lucha Underground, Steve. El Rey has been announced publicly. And the big question.
Big story. It's not Maximo working, the heavyweight champion, working second on the card. And oh, never mind.
Nah, who cares? Seriously. Is this getting on Televisa?
First off, I will be in Los Angeles for the next time at the end of next week. This is my rotation of different places to work. Plus, there's a UCLA home football game. I want to go by the
Boyle Heights building.
Yeah, my typical mind post last November is blocking up again. But I want to go by the building. I went by there after the final taping. The inside was torn out to shreds. I thought it was being remodeled and sold. And so I'm going to go see that, and the next time you have me on, I will report, you know, having seen it with my own eyes. Very recently, because if they're going back to the temple, they've got a lot of money to spend to redo it. Based on what the last thing I saw is, this is all good news. Economics haven't changed though, guys. The economics haven't changed. I know El Rey needs programming, and this is the best programming they've got, and it's very interesting. But there's no reason to think if they try and do the same level, high quality level of a show they did last year, that they're not going to lose the same amount of money they did, or at the same rate that they did this year. if they don't get a partnership agreement signed with a Spanish language network of some kind that will help offset the charges, it's going to be a lot of fun for those of us who watch it, but it's going to lose some money.
Well, Steve, let me...
Well, actually, we got to head to commercials. Hold that thought, Mike. We're gonna head to commercial here. We'll come back with more. And I want to mention very quickly that I do know, and maybe you can check this out during the break, Steve, that Frontier, for one, just added El Rey, like the last week or so. So I don't know if maybe they've increased the number of outlets that are getting El Rey, and now maybe they've got more money coming in. But we can talk about that after the break. We'll talk about the CMLL anniversary show, which was Friday, Sombra getting unmasked, and Mike and Dave and many others devastated by this news. But we'll be back in just a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline, at USA Radio Network.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Flasser is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Flassers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter ATTACK for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're talking about the Lucha Underground returning to El Rey in the first quarter of 2016. They'll be taping in December. And Mike, your question for Steve.
It's the one I kind of posed to everybody because they did seem to get a little bit of an influx of possible money and they're going ahead with season two. Would you be okay as a wrestling fan with them cutting back a little bit more on the in-ring, amping up more of the dramatics? And if this is the best case scenario, do what they can to go after the telenovela viewer, do what they can to go after a primetime spot on Unimas and on Univision and sell it that way. Obviously, El Rey is important and it'll always be there because the guys who are producing it, but being pitched that way where they may get sponsors on board and maybe they can, you know, buy themselves some time to then go parlay off tours much later on, but basically make it a TV show first and foremost. Is that something you think could be a possibility, or would you accept that?
Yeah, I do. I would accept it. In fact, were I asked for advice, which I haven't been and I'm not going to be, that's the direction I would go in. I tend to think that you'll get a broader audience and an audience that more is a little broader based. If you emphasize the dramatics more, you still got a wrestling show, so you're still going to have to keep it important. And I know there are a lot of wrestlers that they want to run through 39 hours worth of shows, but that's the direction I would go, as a matter of fact.
Now, here's a maybe just obviously this is fantasy because that hasn't happened yet, but just kind of thought of this. Would you then be putting yourself in a situation where professional wrestlers are going to be able to join a union then in that case, like a SAG? And do you think that would be something that would prevent that from happening?
That's a topic that would take an entire hour, I think, for us to go through. Obviously, it's to the wrestlers' benefits to have whatever health insurance and welfare benefits and some protection beyond just the salary that you get. You know, employee benefits are things that just the American worker, it's whatever worker occupation he looks at, tries to include in his decision when he starts and works with somebody. And if you've got a situation where that could be done by joining a union, you know, obviously they're going to think about it. But there are so many people that want a spot there, and there's so many people, much of whom are Mexicans, that the promotion will be able to use and not have to worry about fiddling with a union. It's interesting. And then, of course, there are classification questions. Once the show becomes more than 30 minutes or more than 50% acting as opposed to wrestling, do you call it a show that requires, being filmed in the U.S., being filmed in Los Angeles County in particular, has some fairly stringent paperwork and rules you have to go through. And it is something that is going to be on, you know, Mark Burnett's and whoever else is making the grand decisions in the company as far as to which talent they use.
Now let's talk about this CMLL anniversary show, Steve. Were you as devastated as Semper Vivi and Dave about Sombra losing his mask?
I wasn't devastated. Once it became clear that what they had had in mind was not what I had thought they had had in mind, I saw what they were doing. I was kind of surprised that they picked Sombra to be the, I don't want to say throwaway, but the middle stage of the whole scenario. But it looked to me like, and this was, and Cubs fan who was there live said it was even more heavily emphasized live, that it was clear and obvious and pointed that this was the beginning of the setup of a mask down the line, maybe next year's anniversary, maybe not even that far away, of Atlantis and Rush in a mask versus hair match. And this was a stepping stone to that match. And if that is the direction they had gone, I can see why they did it a lot more clearly. I don't think that Atlantis gains any, is going to sell one additional extra ticket because he now holds this mask than he did a week ago. And Sombra, he's got a character, which is a smart-ass baby face, that really requires a lot of facial expressions to execute. I can't think of a basic character in wrestling that requires that much subtlety. And it might actually benefit him a little bit to lose the mask. But All that said, I was still surprised because it's the mask is so important to Lucha Libre in general in Mexico that many, many, many wrestlers to this day still think that it's career trouble, if not career suicide, to lose the mask. Now, Volador Jr. and Sombra have both lost their mask in the last two anniversary shows and are still, you know, being promoted in main events and stuff like that. But other than its big shows, CMLL isn't drawing too much either. So there's still some analysis to be done with that. I wasn't devastated. I thought Atlantis would lose, and he didn't lose, but it became clear why he didn't lose by the way they portrayed the scenario during the entirety of the match.
Well, looking down the line, I guess limit to CMLL first and then just in general next. I guess you have Mascara Dorada, you have La Mascara, you have Titan, you have some guys there, but who, because Sombra was the obvious choice where if somebody could hold it for, you know, 20 years, hold their mask, it would have been La Sombra. Who else is down the pike where maybe they can build up or they could let somebody keep their mask, not to maybe be the next Atlantis, but to try to continue on the tradition by holding onto their mask for a long time in both CMLL and outside CMLL?
Well, within CMLL, the guys that they have in the promotion now, that I think there are three guys that if you put a microphone in the booking committee room and somebody happened to raise this question, I would say that they think that Mascara Dorada, Titan, and Dragon Lee, the youngest Dragon Lee, the youngest of the Rush brothers, are the three that they bet are going to sell their tickets between 2020 and 2030 as masked wrestlers, now that Sombra and Volador Jr. have lost their masks, that's who they think it's going to be. And they think, just like Mysticies happened in the first decade of this century, and just like somebody like Titan has just, or even a Dragon Lee has taken off unexpectedly this century or this decade, there will be one or two more that they don't even, you know, haven't even come into the organization yet that'll be there. In AAA, of course, you've got a situation where they have fewer masks at stake than CMLL, and CMLL doesn't have as many as it used to have. Mysticies is the obvious one. He's a Rudo now, although his long-term future, I would suspect, is a baby face. They've got Phoenix, Hijo del Fantasma, and Drago as the young next generation up of masked wrestlers. But I would suspect that boy, Pentagon Jr. is so effective as a heel, but he's also got the most charisma. I wouldn't be surprised if 20 years from now, 20, 25 years from now, that Pentagon Jr. is still the one in AAA. Of the ones that are there now, I mean, you can't guess on somebody that hasn't even shown up in the promotion yet, that he's there. It's a fun question to ask, and of course a fun question to ask as a historian for me is well, now Atlantis has won these two major, you know, masks the last 2 years. Does this make him on the theoretical all-time top 10 ranking, top 20 ranking? How far up do you have to move him? How many major masks does he have to win before he becomes number one or number five or whatever it is?
A three-way with Park and Wagner, and he takes them both.
Then you put it right below Santo and Blue Demon, and that's about it.
Well, let's talk about this Atlantis deal. So he won. Did you conclude after he won that he will never be unmasked, or are they building up for Rush? Your main man, Steve Rush.
Yes, in the old days, I would think that's a very valid concern, that maybe they were just going to let him go off into the sunset like they do with Lismark, who is his contemporary and the one for the first 20 years of his career that he was most commonly associated with and compared to. But now, guys, the money's too much. The day that Atlantis and Rush have their mask match is going to be the first $1.5 million gate for CMLL, because they'll be able to charge bigger tickets, because people will want to see Rush lose his hair or Atlantis lose his mask. And that's just too big a payoff.
This is going to sound,
he'd be insane. That would be more than 5 years' salary for him.
Well, okay, that's what I was going to wonder about. I'm not, you know, big on the family tree when it comes to him. I don't know how many people, you know, family members he's got in wrestling or anything, but it's like, you know, him losing the mask, you know, when it won't matter at, you know, God knows how old, you know, it's 60 years old or whatever, however long it takes him to unmask. I mean, is that something they can basically set up his family for a long, long time?
He has no other family in wrestling. He had a brother back 20 years ago. And the funny thing was somebody tracked down the brother and asked the brother, well, you know, are you coming to Atlanta? Says, mask next week. He says, nah, I've got business in the States and stuff like that. And as soon as I read that, you know, being an old school historian, I said, oh, Atlantis is winning. Because if Atlantis were losing, there is no way he wouldn't be there. The promotion wouldn't pay to get him there for that show. It was very interesting that came up, but that's an aside. Huh. That's an aside. That's not necessarily a fact. That's just something that ran through my mind.
Well, considering they show every year, you know, they show the bawling family members and usually some attractive women that are bawling and jiggling at the same time. You know, that would actually kind of be kind of a giveaway, wouldn't it?
It would be. I mean, you can't completely take it as a giveaway because if his mother and father, who are still alive, are there, then maybe the brother did have business, and no amount of money could pull him away and stuff like that. They don't want to cost him his job and stuff like that. So, as long as they could get enough family members, the one family member who was a wrestler, you know, you could explain away. Although they in CMLL's world, in their own creation of the universe, having Atlantico there would be very important to them.
Now, let me go ahead.
No, that's fine. It's just I just can't imagine that Atlantis can go on too much longer than this. He's approaching his mid-50s, and other than Negro Casas, there's just that's a business that does not people when they hit 50s, if you know, and they're still in the business, there's your Solars and Negro Navarros and Casas and stuff like that, but most everybody else just collapses.
All right, we only got a very limited amount of time here, but I wanted to ask you about this. The AAA pay-per-view, which was a absolute complete disaster, and which they pretty much announced afterwards there's not going to be another one for a long time. Turns out, prior to refunds, the show did very well. What does this mean for the future of AAA on pay-per-view? What does very well mean? What percentage of refunds? What can you tell us about this?
Well, I don't know the details numerically, but I suspect that it did well enough that if I were them, I would reconsider doing it. There obviously are vendors that can make it work because we have watched three straight anniversary shows in Mexico, which correct me if I'm wrong, but at least two, but maybe three, all three came from three different sources, you know, three different streams. So it can be done. I think it can be done, and it can be done even to add on an English commentary on the top. I think with as long as Lucha Underground is around, that El Rey Network can help with providing the support on that. And I would not be surprised. In fact, I would expect that next year's Triple Mania, at the very least, would be on iPay-per-view in English.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and we're going to, of course, have you on regularly here on the program when there is Lucha news. And we got to head to a break, everybody. We'll be back in just a minute. I got a little bit of news, and then we'll wrap up the show. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We don't got time to talk about this today because we're about to go off the air, but it is looking like the numbers for the Dynamite show on Saturday were terrible.
Aye.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't have all of the numbers right now, but it looks to be under a million. And I don't know, Kimbo and Ken did a huge number. And Tito Ortiz against Liam McGeary is nowhere near the kind of marquee match, but I thought that Tito would mean something.
Yeah, well, he meant something, but not there weren't enough other names on there to make it for your big tent pole. You know, you just not enough erection.
I think, Mike, are you kidding me? I think the bigger issue is... And I said it on Saturday, the Glory kickboxing fights. I talked to people who watched the show and turned it off during Glory. I, as an MMA fan, didn't care one bit about the Glory.
See, I want to talk to you tomorrow about that. I have some feelings on that because, like, the old Scott Coker K1 shows with Kung Lee in the exhibitions, it can work, but they needed the names.
But it just, I didn't care.
I don't care about
kickboxing. It's MMA stripped down. Why would I want to watch that? I want to watch MMA.
Tomorrow.
I'll talk about this tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for listening. Replay tonight at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. I'm going to get this show up for members as soon as I can, but we're having some website issues. But those will be fixed as always. And until then, we'll talk to you again later. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.